You do Wednesday then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, how about Wednesday at 9:30?
Would be fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
And we'll just meet on site?
Yeah.
It would be on site, correct.
Thank you.
Meet you at the big tree.
There you go.
Very good. Thank you. So moving along, we will get into staff and commission internal items. First item being development project update. Jonathan?
So just wanted to provide a quick update for you all on projects in their various states. So I'm sure you've all seen Waterway and both Waterway and Concordia Lutheran, their large projects are mostly complete at this point. Plaza Tire, Kirkwork, the office building near Kirkwood and Big Bend, as well as Easy Storage are under construction. I should have also mentioned Total Access Urgent Care is mostly complete, almost complete on North Kirkwood Road. The condos at 204 South Clay, they are prepping ground for demolition of those existing structures, and that should be occurring soon. As far as projects that are still under review that came out of the Planning and Zoning Commission or with the City Council, the code amendment and special use permit for related to the tattoo studio received first reading approval at the City Council recently, and the Adams Place public hearing to remove the age restriction at those apartments that we had their public hearing. It was continued just to allow the applicant to present. They weren't able to make that public hearing, so they will be at a public hearing tomorrow at the City Council meeting. So that item will continue as well. That's all I have as far as development projects, unless there are questions.
I did have a question, and I apologize if I missed it, but what is the update on the medical marijuana code?
So that it was approved.
As we recommended it?
Yeah, you're testing my memory here now. I believe, yes, I don't believe there were any changes after Planning and Zoning Commission, so
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great, thanks.
Yep. Any other questions development project wise?
I didn't hear Camp Bawa.
Camp Bawa was approved, and they are had a call from the business owner today. They're getting, I think they're going out to bid for their work here soon, so they're making progress as well.
So. All right. Next up, zoning subdivision and sign codes rewrite update.
So hopefully you all received an email from me today with the monthly update for October. We've had the steering committee's making good progress, so they're getting through a lot of dense material, so that project continues. I'll refer you to that monthly update and then to the project website to continue to stay tuned into that. So we have our October meetings to discuss the next section of codes are October 28th and 29th. And then we will have two back-to-back November sessions. I think it's the 16th and 17th. And that will be the last section in November for code review, if all goes as planned. And then the idea would be for a public presentation, including to this commission and the City Council in December, a date to be determined. We're looking at mid-December. And then followed by a comment period. So all the information as it's posted on the project website, kirkwoodbydesign.com, is available for public viewing. We recommend any comments from, well, you all know you can email me anytime or call, but from whether you're on the commission or in the general public, those comments can be sent to me, Jonathan Raish, city planner, and my contact information is on the city website. But we will, after the public presentation in mid-December, then it would go through our formal review process being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission, looking for a recommendation in January, hopefully, and then on to the City Council in February and March. So I'll stress, I see looks from our city attorney, I'll stress this is a dense project, a lot of material. So please do yourselves a favor and then try to keep updated as we go through with the steering committee. So
Jonathan, I had a question.
Yep.
If I can interrupt, and it was an awful long windup before the pitch last night. I was really attended last night because I was interested in the R3 side yard setback question.
Sure.
And I'm not sure how it was resolved. I just couldn't hang around much longer. But currently, the side yard setback in R3 is 12 feet. And then if a yard is less than 100 feet, as things stand now, does it automatically go to 8? And what is being proposed is a gradual diminution?
So the way it works now, so in the R3 district specifically, all single-family residential districts have a minimum setback and then have a reduction of some sort for narrower lots, right? So in R3 specifically, it's actually the only one that the reduction provided doesn't give any relief to. So the minimum lot width in R3 is 100 feet. The reduction is, if you are less than 100 feet, your setback is 20% of the lot width. And just mathematically, that doesn't mean anything until you get to 59.9 feet. So a 60-foot lot, 20% of that is still 12 feet. So lots that are between 60 feet wide and 100 feet wide still today are required a 12-foot setback. And so that was the impetus of bringing this up, is just a reevaluation, one of the many items that we're looking at. What was ultimately decided at the steering committee last night in that regard was to go with the recommended change with a revision. So the recommendation was to have a reduction of 12%. Because 12 feet of 100 feet is 12%. So to apply that same proportional setback required on a conforming lot to all lots as it would go down, which is the gradual sliding scale that you mentioned. So that would be, wouldn't automatically jump to 8. It would be proportional as it goes down, but it would never be reduced lower than 8.
Less than 8.
Right. Now, the steering committee ultimately decided that they wanted to pursue that only for additions, so not new construction. So they felt it would be a way to discourage demolition and rebuild and to encourage people to invest in existing homes. So again, the way the process is working, right, the steering committee is 3 planning and zoning commissioners and 3 city council members to get into the detail, and their recommendations, as I mentioned, will be presented to both the planning and zoning commission and city council. The items that were discussed last night and in the meetings in September, all of that information will be posted on the website by early next week, so that everyone can see the recommendations in detail and comment on them. I will say the R3 setback and a number of other items from the September meetings and last night meetings were in that memo that I sent today to try to give you guys a heads up on the bigger topics. So,
okay. Very good. Any other questions for Jonathan? Seeing none. I see our next meeting is November 6 and 20, and then December 4. Please let Patty know if you'll not be able to make those. So, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. I'm going to give this one to Jim. All in favor? Raise your right hand. We are adjourned.